The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus, again in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. About 10 years ago, a great aunt of mine passed away, and she was a very faithful Christian woman. And in the weeks preceding her death, she was in the hospital, she was bedbound, and her family would go to visit her every day, her kids, her husband. And they started to think, you know, mom, or my wife, is becoming delirious, because she said things like, "Oh my gosh, you'll never guess who came to see me. Her sister who had already died, or my parents came last night." And they thought, "Oh my gosh, you know, poor thing." And I remember something that confirmed it for them, that indeed she was delirious. One day she said, "Last night our Lord came to me." And she was anxious, and she said, "But I was not ready. I did not have my wedding dress. I need my dress. Can you help me find it?" And I remember when I heard that, I immediately thought of this parable. And I don't know what preparation was still necessary. Were there people in her life that she had not yet forgiven? Was there some last-minute purification that needed to take place for her heart to be prepared to meet God, to be one with Him? Maybe there were sins that she had not yet repented of. And 2 days before she died, when her family came to see her, she was so joyful. She said, "I found it. I found it. I found my dress. I'm ready." What's so beautiful, she said, "My wedding dress." Not, "I need to find a dress for a wedding." Because, my brothers and sisters, what we believe by faith is that the wedding feast that we will celebrate for all eternity is ours personally. Every single one of us was made to be united to God, to be espoused to Him spiritually forever. And this life is preparation for that feast. And so right now I'm working with a young couple about to get married. I know them well. They started 9 months ago with the preparations. Right, every single day they're doing something. The 2 weeks before their wedding, they're going to be as crazy as can be. That morning, the bride's going to, you know, have her hair done, her makeup, her nails, for an earthly wedding. Our Lord is preparing us throughout our lives for that eternal wedding feast. Just this morning, I started a new work by John of the Cross. And he says this at the beginning. He said, "This work that I am writing, few will find profit from it, It's one of the greatest works of spirituality of all time. Why would few find profit? He says, because I'm writing not to people who want to approach God along a sweet and satisfying path, but for those who desire to reach nakedness of spirit. Those who want to be stripped of themselves so that they can be clothed with Christ. That's the wedding garment. And I end. St. Gregory the Great wrote of this passage, that wedding feast began in the womb of the Virgin Mary, when Jesus, God, was united with humanity when he took flesh. That union that we are all made for always takes place in and through Our Lady. She prepares us for our wedding day.